Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, second regular session, that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened in the first extra session of the second regular session and is ready for consideration of its business.
Mr. President, I move for its passage.
Senator moves adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator.
I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 95th General Assembly that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 95th General Assembly, second regular session, be declared the rules of the first extra session of the second regular session.
Mr. President, Senator, I move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask that the reading, do we have a message from the governor?
We do, Senator.
I would ask that the reading be waived and those letters be printed in the journal.
The reading will be waived and they shall be printed.
Okay, Mr. President, before we go to the senator from the 34th, I'd like to make noted in the journal that Bob Watson, Jefferson City News Tribune, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV, and Susie Steinle from KOMU have been given permission to take photographic images.
Duly noted. Does the senator from Buchanan seek recognition?
As soon as I can find my microphone, I do.
For what purpose do you rise, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President, to make a motion that the withdrawals that have been distributed on the senator's desk, that those be returned to the governor.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on returning the appointments. As many as are of the opinion who favor that, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to. Other business?
Yes, we've got a couple things, Mr. President. Could we go to the order of business of introduction?
Introduction of bills? Guests.
No, introduction of bills, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1, introduced by Senator Crowell et al., an act relating to retirement.
Senator, care to explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would, for the benefit of the body, today I am introducing pension reform. Last session, we spent quite amount of time. We actually passed meaningful pension reform in this chamber twice. The differences between that bill and the one that I am introducing today is additional hurdle to the establishment of the investment board. The provision that is contained in this bill is one that would require an affirmative vote by Mosier's board and an affirmative vote by Emperor's board to participate in this investment board before the board was created. This is similar to the process that we used in the state of Missouri when we created loggers, the municipal system. We said at that time that a number of employees or a number of municipalities had to choose to participate in a statewide municipal retirement system instead of having all of the municipalities invest and create their own one. So out of efficiency and operation, we took all the individual municipality retirement systems and we created one, now called loggers. This additional opt-in for the investment board is the change that is made between this bill and the other bills that this chamber overwhelmingly passed during session. I'd be happy to answer any questions of my colleagues, appreciate the indulgence of the Senate.
The Senator from St. Francis.
To inquire the Senator from Cape.
Does the Senator yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
Just a little procedural. We expect the House to introduce the same bill over there, but it may or may not get altered. So we want to have this bill in its form because it's the Senate's general belief that this is more efficient. But I want to clear up a couple things.
Sure.
For the press I've been hearing, because we're supposedly doing something to on the backs of the current employee or the employees. This does not involve the current employees of the state of Missouri, is that right?
Correct. This only applies, as the bill I have introduced, to those employees hired after January 1, 2011.
I know there's a lot of things in the news, like, for example, New Jersey is currently completely redoing their pension plan on their current employees because of the fiscal constraints. And what my fear is, Senator, is if we don't do something, we're going to be in that same boat in the next couple years. I hear our current employees saying, oh, well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do it. I've told several of them if we don't get some fiscal restraint done, it will be very similar to New Jersey, which will have to do it on the current employees. So I hope that wouldn't happen, but I want to clear up that your bill has nothing to do with that and that we still expect the House to introduce a pension bill over there.
The only caveat I would say, and in my understanding, and I have about that much understanding of what the House is going to do, is the House is going to introduce or has introduced a form of pension reform that takes out the investment board in its entirety. That's my understanding, which based on cost analysis from Emperors and Mosers would save the taxpayers $149 million between now and 2015. And then is basically the Senate substitute version of what I had prepared on 7/14. Now, for the benefit of the press and the benefit of all of the members, it is my personal belief that they are doing this to meet the cost estimate requirement in state statute, that a cost estimate lie for 5 legislative days before a chamber takes final action on it. I have been told that it is the House's belief that since that cost estimate will be on file, that any changes that they make will not require a cost estimate. I disagree with that. I disagree passionately with that, that the requirements in Missouri state statute that say any time that you change a pension system in the state of Missouri, there must be a cost estimate done that lies for 5 legislative days, cannot be gotten around because you introduced a previous version of a bill, you change it in committee or some other deal that totally makes that cost estimate that you used irrelevant. Well, I think it would require a new generated cost estimate.
Well, that we're going to get a look at that closely because some people think the changes don't require the 5-day but have to have an evaluation of. Are you going to manage this fund?
I'm not going to manage this fund.
If I remember right, in the spring,
right,
we had the strongest
conflict of interest laws
in there. And I've told the House if they all believe you're going to make, because that's the rumors that a lot of them have been putting out, that
sure,
you know, you're going to make $1 billion and that's why we're doing it. So I would welcome and put more strengthen the non.
Gandhi said, Senator, First they fight you, then they lie about you, then you win.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what Gandhi said.
See, I haven't talked to him lately. And
well, he's still fasting, and it doesn't look like after your birthday. Well, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to clear up a couple things because we have put those conflict of interest, and we've welcomed the House to do it. If that's the, because I keep hearing all these things that are false reasons not to do it. And so hopefully over this next week, when we examine this, we'll have an understanding of that. Let this proceed.
Senator from the 13th, for purpose, do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Cape.
Does the senator from Cape yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
First, I voted for this bill when you had it before, but the one issue I continually have problems with is when you introduce it as pension reform, kind of like there's been this big abuse that's assumed when we're doing reform. I call it kind of like pension reduction. So I think you and I have differing philosophies on what...
If you vote for it, you can call it whatever you want.
Well,
it doesn't really matter to me.
I think when we sit there and throw out pension reform, what we're saying is the state pension systems need reforming. No, what we're doing is we are making future employees pay a percentage into their...
Well, Senator, and I respect your opinion, but if you look at what this pension system is, based upon where the private sector is, I think any taxpayer would call this necessary reform.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and debate reform or reduction on that issue. Where my question is, where are we going from here?
I have no idea.
There has been an attorney for the teachers that said they have contacted you. They sent me something today.
If that is in the bill that's carved out those concerns that you and I
talked about late in session. The other one with the fiscal impact of how much savings over a 10-year period this will save the state taxpayer.
It's not 10 years, it's 2015. So between now and 2015, $314 million.
Okay, and my question is that's a number that continues to get thrown out there, but it doesn't affect until employees are hired in January of 2011.
Correct.
Okay. We have reduced the size of government, so we have reduced employees. Now, the only time we are going to get this savings is when we would be replacing employees or expanding government and hiring new employees. So you're going to increase cost of government overall because you're hiring new employees that are going to be just new employees. So
no, I mean, if we want to fire all of the current active employees,
well,
that would be a...
That's my question. Once you leave employment, when you start back up, you are separate from what we currently have. You are not considered a continual employee.
I don't understand your question.
Say I'm an employee for 20 years. Due to these cutbacks, I get laid off. The economy picks up. Revenues start coming in. These services that were cut need those employees, so I am hired back. So my new time is a state employee, even though it's not continuous, I'm still a state employee. I am on my new pension contribution system will be under the new plan.
You have two different retirement plans then. You have your old retirement plan, which you vested, and if you were here 20 years, you could retire. And the only change, if you came back, is, which is the way it is now, you can't say, I retired because I had 20 years, draw your retirement, and then
we
come back to work, unless you're
right.
A retired judge that serves in the General
but
Assembly.
But you might not be at the retirement age to draw that retirement, and this is an opportunity to go back to
if you've got retirement. If you've got 20 years in...
15 years then. I'm just using...
15 years in, you can still retire under 80 and out.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is... I'm laid off for a few years. I do not go into the retirement system. I'm hoping to get rehired and go back to work for the state. Am I going to be in a separate pension system?
You'll be in two separate pension systems.
So your argument, which you are educating me on, if you were to lay off all state workers and turn around and employ them all back, then they would all fall under the new plan.
Well, the problem with doing that is you would have a lawsuit that would be brought that would say that the terminations were pretextual in nature. And that is not possible under current law to do what you said, which is fire everyone, rehire them. That would be clearly pretextual, in my opinion. And there are prohibitions from doing that.
I thank you for that. There will probably be inquiries, but the process that you don't know is going to happen, which happens, is they are going to take up a bill next week.
I have no idea what the House is going to do.
Thank you. Yeah. Mr. President, can I inquire the Senator from St. Francis?
Does the Senator from St. Francis yield? Senator from St. Francis does not appear to be in the chamber. He's coming. There he is. Working his way to his desk. Senator from St. Francis, he does yield to the Senator from the 13th. Proceed.
Did you wait for me to get there? I knew that I had a yearning to get off the floor, and you said, so I'll wait. I'll wait until he gets completely in there. And all right.
No, I did not do that on purpose. But actually, if it brings you humor, I did. What's the game plan here? And tell me how the process.
Senator from Monroe, please observe the rules of the Senate. Proceed with your inquiry.
The game plan is, as I...
There's two issues here. There's a pension issue, and then there's a...
Ford fix.
Ford assistance, I guess you can call it, whatever. They're both starting in the House?
Yes.
So we're going to wait till they take up those and pass those in the House, and then they come over here, which would possibly be...
Tuesday.
Which would be only if you're on committees, you would need to...
Tuesday would be a technical session. Wednesday would be if you were on the committees, and then we would have a session for everybody on Thursday.
On both
bills?
That's
if they act in a timely, as fast as it can be done.
I'm just trying to grasp.
That's where it's at. Then we would have...
A week from today,
a debate
you would expect
a week from
us
today.
There will be debate on the bills here that I guess I want to grasp where I have a chance to look at things to have input, because once it's brought here, it'll probably go to conference. I want to be able to offer amendments if I have issues to deal with. And I don't want to be the one saying, oh, you're going to hold up this whole process and hurt Ford because you're offering this amendment, because if it goes back to the House, it's dead. I want to participate in the process. So
next
trying to figure out...
If they send it over here in a form... Now, if they send it over here very, very, very similar to what the bill that was just introduced here, then I think we will be yelling at you saying you're going to prolong this. But I would have my doubts
Heaven forbid somebody who's elected to represent 170,000 people get up on the floor and give their opinion on an issue.
No, I didn't say you wouldn't be able to give your opinion.
Well, I think we need to start...
I'm describing you. I don't think the other side is going to keep it into that form. So we're going to have to send it back to them if we're going to act. Or if it's so terrible or they decide not to act, we probably, I would assume that we wouldn't be in here doing anything.
Okay, and on the other issue, it's so narrowly defined that it only deals with the Ford issue.
That's correct. That's my
pretty much, I'm asking, I don't know, pretty much the request for special session so narrowly defines it that the bill is probably defined in the declaration for
that's my understanding.
Special session.
Yep. So okay. we are going to let you know, and you'll see in the... When they debate it the first of the week, you'll kind of know, because if they say, hey, we're going to do the Ford thing, but we're not going to do the pension reform, I don't think we're going to have a lot to talk about next week.
I understand that. I want to bring this premise to you. This is the second time since I've been in the session that we have called a special session for a special interest. We did about 3 years ago for Paul McKee in North Park Development, which basically gave him $100 million in tax credits, which there has not been one shovel of dirt that has been turned, and he's already received $20 million. We came in that special session. We need this now. We need this for this development. Hate to break it to everybody in this chamber. Hasn't been one spade of a shovel in the ground turn any dirt on that one. Mm-hmm. So if we don't pass it in session, it looks to me like we come back in special to deal with these, solely these issues. Once again, I feel is taking away the input of the legislators on these issues, because it's kind of like there's a gun to your head, we need this, you're going to vote for it, or you're going to lose all these jobs. And I just think we continue to go down this path. It's not the right path to go. You did not call the special session.
No.
I am not attacking you. I am throwing that out for debate, because I want to remind everybody one more time, we came in 3 years ago, a special session that we called a week before veto session, which cost the taxpayers money, to give $100 million to an individual who has yet stuck a shovel in the ground and turned any dirt and has already received $20 million.
To defend this call, I think there's a sense of urgency from the manufacturer that if it was delayed to this, because that was when they were talking about to the veto session, that there would already be a decision made. So there was a time sensitive. You know what
I wish, Senator?
I
don't know if you understand where I'm getting, but this new Mississippi River Bridge that's costing $500 million, do you know where that bridge ends up, dead ends at when it comes into St. Louis? It dead ends.
About two blocks from Crown Candy.
It dead ends. I went to high school with the owners of Crown Candy. It dead ends at Cass Avenue. Do you know who owns all the property where it dead ends?
That's right.
Who we gave $100 million in a special session 3 years ago, who was already drawn down
$20
million. I think
we'd like it to be successful. That was part of the...
Which has not turned one shovel yet. So,
do you know what I wish?
Have I made that point clear?
You have. Do you know what I wish? I wish I had tickets to Eagles tonight, like you do, and I hope you have a good time.
I did pay for those tickets myself, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator from Buchanan.
Just briefly like to inquire of the Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, you?
I yield.
He does proceed.
I just wanted to add a little bit to that conversation and share sort of what I see as the time schedule on this. You introduced your bill today. Tomorrow we will have a technical session. We'll refer your bill to your committee. I would anticipate that you'll notice up and have a committee hearing on
Monday,
which I believe is the same day that the House is going to have their committee hearing. Then when we come back in on Thursday, what I think will happen is we'll be working on two bills. I think we will third read the House bill. Then I believe we will perfect your bill and figure out where we're at in that process when we send the House bill back over. Then we'll decide whether we need to third read your bill.
Right. At some later point. My intention would be, Senator, if the House sends over a pension reform bill substantially different than what I've introduced, it would be my hope that we would put a Senate substitute either in committee or on the floor so that that bill would then be conferenceable.
Right.
When you say take up in third read, it's not just take up and pass
whatever the House sends us over.
And I think for the benefit of the bodies and the members, that there is debate between the House and the Senate on what is and is not pension reform.
Right.
And we are still working through, to be honest to the members, what that is. But in an effort to keep this dialogue going, I agree with you that we need to get our bill in a position to move forward. We need to get the House bill, if it comes over, in a position that looks similar, in my opinion, to the pension reform bill that I've introduced. And we'll see whether we can work that out in a conference on a House bill, or we need to work off of the Senate bill, or if this special session is just going to dissolve because we can't reach agreement.
Yeah, I just want to be very clear. I think we're going to be working on two bills next Thursday, which would be your Senate bill and then the House bill coming over.
And just so, you know, the senator from St. Francis understands, I take and I strongly disagree with where the House is coming from, that these cost estimates to changes that they make are not necessary or that the clock does not restart. And I am, my personal opinion, not willing to take a chance as we deal with billions of dollars in state pension systems and these retirements to play loose with statutory requirements or be less than transparent in what we're doing. So it's my intention to follow both the state statutes in an abundance of caution as well as open transparency in the process that we're moving.
Yeah, and I think the goal here is not to waste time and money, but also to use the appropriate amount of time to make sure we do it right.
Correct. So. I totally agree with you, and that's what we're going to do. And so for the members of the retirement committee, we will more likely than not, and unless I hear from members, have a hearing noticed up for Monday.
Correct.
And we will work with the members on working out the time for that and timing. I think the senator from the 7th would prefer that to be 7 a.m., is that right, Senator? Okay, yeah, so we'll work out an appropriate time to see where we can get all of that worked out with them. So I would ask them to participate. I would also note, Senator, that I will be releasing detailed analysis of this, another white paper, the history, the summaries, the charts, and everything else for the benefit of the members.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think both the floor leader and myself would just, you know, beg the indulgence of the body that there's going to have to be a lot of flexibility in the next couple of weeks about when we come in and when we meet so we can get this done. So thank you.
I'm sorry, I have a correction to make. I don't know if the senator from, what is Tim's number?
13th.
If the senator from the 13th wants to listen to this, I just got an email sent in to the chamber, and I was incorrect in regards to your previous question. If an employee leaves after 10 or 15 years and comes back, that employee would be in the old plan, not the new plan. So your rights are where you are as an employee, so you wouldn't be under the new plan.
Can you go back and say that part about being incorrect again?
I was incorrect. Incorrect. You better have Mr. Purdy record that, because it doesn't happen often.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We are on introduction of bills. Senator from Cape.
If I could inquire the senator from the 15th real quickly.
Does the senator from the 15th yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, you handed me a note, and while I'm saying I was incorrect, I want to state again that I was incorrect, and I appreciate you sending me another email. The actual quote from Mahatma Gandhi is, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, then you win.
Right.
So we're at some level of this as it relates to pension reform, and I appreciate you sharing.
Well,
with
I
me
appreciate
the
I
actual
as
quote.
Extending senatorial courtesy, I didn't rise to correct you. I figured I'd hand you a little note.
Yeah, it's lucky the senator from Jasper isn't here.
Right.
Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you go to the order of business of introduction of guests?
Introduction of guests. Senator from Green, for all purpose, do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have two very special guests here today. Over on your left are my daughter, Brooke, my grandson, Alex, and this is the first time they visited the Senate, so I'd like the body to welcome them.
Would the guests of the senator from Green please rise? We welcome you to the Missouri Senate. introduction of guests? Hearing none, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can we go over the order of business of announcements?
Announcements.
I have announcement.
Senator from St. Francis.
Yes, so we're going to have a caucus right afterwards, right after reset, or in the Senate lounge. Anybody know? No. In the Senator from 34th's office. Okay.
Further announcements? Hearing none, Senator from St. Francis.
Seeing no other business before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 9 a.m. Friday, June 25th, for a technical session.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Friday, June 25th, for a technical session.